playing Michael Cranston on CHUM.
Condition red and green. This is an order to all Chum newsmen. Do not leave the city. Consider yourself on 24-hour call from now until Santa arrives in Toronto. If you go out, leave numbers where you may be reached. Pick up coverage strategy from Chum's man at the pole, Luke Norfolk. Every mile of Santa's flight must be relayed to Chum from 7 a.m. on the 24th until Christmas Eve on Chum's Operation Santa Claus.
How'd you like to buy toys 20% below wholesale cost? You can right now at Trophy Toy and Gift Sales, Toronto's largest supplier for children's Christmas parties. They've moved all excess stock into their warehouse outlets, are clearing a tremendous variety of toys for 20% below wholesale cost. This week only. Get the savings while you can. Trophy Toy and Gift Sales, 23 Benton Road, Lawrence West at Keele, 12 Tower Drive, Lawrence East at Warden. Open 9 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Yeah, 1029, 42 degrees. Luke Norfolk. Oh, come on. This is number 8 this week. Moving down a little bit. The Bee Gees going out of Massachusetts. All the lights are still out, ready for Christmas down there. Yes, friends, it's lovely down in Massachusetts this time of year. I understand it's raining down there today, too, so they aren't that much ahead of us. Number 8 in the Bee Gees on Chum, 28 minutes before 11 o'clock. It's 42 degrees, very warm today. We can expect a high of 50.
From Paramount Pictures.
If what happens in the penthouse happened to you, you wouldn't want to talk about it either.
There's a sparkle in the air.
Silvery magic everywhere.
It's the happy holiday sound of CHUM 1050 Toronto.
Some of Chum's advertisers have a nice way of extending season's greetings. You take Maynard's, the people who make those superb chocolates and candies. Maynard's appreciate the patronage of all our Chum listeners, and they want you to accept a free Christmas treat from them. Just go into any Maynard's candy shop Monday to Friday until 2 o'clock and ask for your free candy gift. And remember, if there's someone on your list who deserves something special, you think about Maynard's chocolates and candies. 14 Maynard's candy shops in Metro. Okay, let's move out a little bit. The Doors, number 15 this week on Chum. You gotta love me two times, baby.
Love me two times, baby. Love me twice today. Love me two times, girl. I'm gone away. Love me two times, girl. One for tomorrow, one just for today.
That's mean stuff. Number 15 this week for The Doors. You gotta love me two times. One for tomorrow, one for today. 25 minutes away from 11 o'clock, chum time now. Stand by. We have one of our school choirs coming up very shortly. Which one? Flemington Road Public School. That's right across the street from my apartment. Really, Flemington Road Public School. They've got a great choir this year, and they're going to sing Rocking Carol in about 5 minutes.
Larry Solway speaking for the 30 Bad Boy Stores. You know, in the years that I've been associated with the Bad Boy Stores, I've learned to understand why there are 30 today when there were 28 just a few months ago, 26, and 20 before that. The reason, of course, is obvious. More and more people believe that the Bad Boy can and does sell for less. He proves it every single day. As a matter of fact, these days he's been saying he'll eat his hat if he can't beat any price. Well, he does beat them, and especially now, just before Christmas. You know, this is the time of year when you expect perhaps to pay more. Well, at the Bad Boy stores, you can get yourself the kind of Christmas gift you want and pay less for it. How about Inglis Superb Dryers? $159.88. Tremendous values, too, in dishwashers. And this marvelous Admiral 25-inch color TV, just $599. Big value, in time for Christmas, at all 30 Bad Boy stores.
This hour's lucky number, 28735. Today's secret word, highway.
Hey, you Christmas shoppers, something I neglected to tell you. It's very important. All the Bad Boys stores will be open tonight until 9:30. Let's go back to 1965 now. Jimmy Ruffin had a million seller on, chum. It's 23 minutes away from 11 o'clock, and he's asking you the question on a very wet and drizzly Thursday morning. What becomes of the brokenhearted?
As I walk this land of broken dreams,